The voice of the you're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 10:41 AM on this Wednesday, August 23rd, which means it's time for the Valley Talk program. I'm Cameron Heron, and I'm joined by a very special guest. I'm joined by Virgil Benoit, president of AFRAN, aka the Association of the French of the North. Virgil, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Cam. How are you?
Seem to sound good.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well, and I'm very excited to chat about what we're going to talk about today, because we're going to be kind of chatting about the Chautauqua and French-Canadian Métis Festival that's coming up here in Hewitt, Minnesota on August 26th and 27th. It's going to be a lot of good stuff, and we'll chat about that. But before we get into that, I figured I'd ask you, you know, like, you're the president of AFRAN. Tell us a little bit about what AFRAN is and kind of what your duties are as president.
Well, AFRAN is meant to convene people through friendship, and we do it with the background of the arts and the humanities. In other words, at every program we have artists who play music, tell stories. We have artists out in the park away from the main tent where the main presenters are presenting during the afternoon. We have artists out in the park helping people understand what art is and giving them some demonstrations and getting them involved. So we have these elements. That's who we are. Our acronym means through friendship. Mm-hmm. But we want to convene people to help us all be more informed as citizens and get along with each other. It's amazing the people who make friends to our institution. And I want to thank Crookston for all the support that comes from the individuals and the institutions and businesses of Crookston. They really have been a big help over the years.
That's really great to hear. And not surprising, though, Crookston has always been community that supports events like this, no matter what.
Well, I want to tip my hat to some of the people who have been board members from Crookston. Mm-hmm. And people know them, and they've been fantastic.
So let's go ahead and kind of get into, you know, this festival again. It's at the Old Crossing Treaty Park in Hewitt, Minnesota, August 26th and 27th. And it starts, that's a Saturday, and it starts at 12:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., and it's going to start with an introduction to Old Crossing through story.
Well, what happens there is we're going to have Hampton Smith, a Minnesota historian who worked for years as the archivist in the library of the Minnesota Historical Society. And he's written a wonderful book that came out just a couple years ago called History of Fort Snelling, The Confluence of the History of Fort Snelling, a fascinating work. And he's going to talk about that. And it involves the dynamics of people and different groups. The people from the East who create the state of Minnesota eventually are coming in. And it's a fascinating talk. And he'll be there all day. And periodically he'll come in and out. He'll be there all day from 12:30 till 9 o'clock at night, where we can meet the artists and so forth. So he's the Chautauqua element. Yeah. Of the program. That means ideas that are discussed.
Cool. That's very, very interesting. And there's definitely a bunch of people coming in that'll show off some of those arts. You've got Ryan Lefty Keplin and Keith Bearer, as well as Lyndon Johnson as musicians. You want to kind of talk about them and what they do?
Well, we'll start then with the first one on Saturday. And although I say Saturday, on Sunday he'll be at a different time. He won't be at 1 o'clock. He'll be at a different time. But they'll all the artists, mm-hmm. performing artists, will perform on both days, but at different times. But anyway, let's start with the Saturday schedule with Lefty. Lefty's mm-hmm. he used the bow with his left hand. And so as a young fellow, you know, 10, 12 years old, he was already known as Lefty. And now he's in his 40s, and he's a wonderful fellow, you know. He's principal of the biggest high school up in that part of North Dakota. Wow. It's huge. He's principal.
Wow.
So he knows how to talk to people. He knows how to help us out. And he plays music in the Michif tradition. I say Michif. Some people say Métis. Up in Canada, mm-hmm. they say Métis. It means mixed blood people. And the mixed blood people were heavily French-Canadian and Native American, a lot of them Ojibwa. They were that culturally. Not as a nation, but culturally, a lot of things like the music, the food, their practices of religion and mm-hmm. rituals and so forth. Very, very much like the European people of European background they married with. But the other then is part of their lives is Native American. And Lefty is an example of that. A wonderful fellow. And he'll tell stories, backgrounds, and play music. You'll like his music. You'll like country. Mischief music, as he plays it, he's very influenced by country.
Yeah. That's really cool. And yeah, Lefty, you don't see that too often. Most musicians, I feel like, are right-handed. So that definitely makes him stand out, for sure. And then looks like there's also... Lyndon Johnson, Stories and Music of Swedish Americans of Northwest Minnesota.
Yeah, we know some people talk about others coming back or so. Lyndon Johnson is back.
Yeah.
If you remember
back in the 60s.
Back in the 60s, you know, one of our presidents. And this Lyndon Johnson is of Swedish background. He comes from Halak, okay. And he represents very well, the local culture of the Swedish people. And you know, we all live together, so it's good to get some insights about different people, and that's what we try to do with our program. And Lyndon is a big hit right now. It's time to have him on. We got him this coming Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, for sure. Exciting.
He sings, he tells stories.
And this picture of him, is that a mandolin?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, he plays several instruments.
Okay.
A quiet fellow, but when he comes he comes to perform, he gets very dynamic.
So multi-talented as well.
He is, really. Very generous kind of person.
Mm-hmm. And then we've also got Keith Baer. He's a flute player.
Yeah, Keith Baer is an outstanding person. He's very well known nationally. He comes from southwestern North Dakota, a place called Newtown. And he's of Hidatsa Mandan background in history. And he's lived the life of being from that history. And he is a carrier of the heritage that he has picked up, and he transmits it through the flute. And he's one of those persons like Lefty and some of the others who get invited to really be before some major places like the Lincoln Center and the Smithsonian.
Wow.
And stuff like that. It's really an opportunity to have them here.
That's cool. And, you know, when I looked at the picture, at first I thought it was like an oboe or a bassoon, but it must be like more of like a traditional flute.
He makes flutes and he talks about mm-hmm. the wood from which they come.
Yeah.
You know, our festival is about perspective. You can't go down to Old Crossing, which is the only one park devoted to the memory of the Treaty of 1863.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from that treaty, I don't know how many counties were created on both sides of the Red River. But maybe 40,
wow,
or at least 25 or so. And that's the only park. Old Crossing is the only park because the treaty that commemorates that history of the treaty, because that's where the negotiations for the treaty took place. So we'll always try to have something that evokes that time period and how we can get along better through understanding.
And then, of course, there's one more non-musician artist. It's Celeste Hoffman. I'm going to do... conversations with the artist and see how art transforms how we see the world. Why don't you describe
that
a little
bit? She's going to kind of head up with some other people from our organization. This part of the program in the evening on Saturday that's called Conversations with the Artists. And that means, you know, hey, where'd you get going on your art form, and what does it mean to you, and who you connected with, and what are you trying to transmit? That's Celeste Hoffman. She's a teacher and a wonderful person. She's worked with us before, and just wonderful to work with and to see how she works with young people. So she'll be out away from the main tent in the afternoon, part of the afternoon, doing artwork on natural objects. Last year she did pumpkins, and it was amazing. And then she might do stones and other things. Celeste Hoffman. But speaking of the afternoon, we also have people who will work in another part of the afternoon when Celeste isn't working. On reenacting certain aspects of history.
Okay.
And they will be the director and his assistant from the North Dakota Historical Society Museum at Pembina. So it's our event is really pulling people together, And if you can get there, you'll meet some outstanding people. And our food is quite appealing.
We haven't mentioned the food yet. I'm sure it's going to be very traditional, but that probably means it's going to be pretty dang good.
Well, you know, quite a few people asked for some of the recipes.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you're talking about traditional food, like anywhere, that like you're talking about the best food out there, you know.
Well, the highest compliment you can get is if somebody asks for the recipe and then you really, you know, you sort of want to give it out and then you don't really want to, but you give it out in a certain way and you tell them it takes all afternoon and into the evening and I finish baking it the next day. They say, "My, that's of love." A lot of love in there. Well, there is. You know, we have volunteers who volunteer all year long to work on this. AFRAN does one main event each year, and that's this one. And that's cool. Thank the volunteers. Yeah. And we got to thank the Arts Board, huh? Would you do that?
Oh, yeah, of course. This event was funded in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. So, obviously, you know, it's good that we have a state that is willing to invest in events like this and arts and culture that I think, you know, it doesn't feel like it's needed on like maybe a macro scale, but from a micro perspective, you know, getting that art and culture in your life is just so important, in my opinion.
More people are moved by Minnesota, by certain surveys that have come out. They're moved in Minnesota by the arts almost more and influenced by them and introduced to a broader life, broader perspective than in any other state. And we can be really proud of that. And that's why I asked you to announce it. It's not a one organization deal that we're talking about that gets some money from some group that's sort of under the couch. This is an outfit that's out public. It's statewide. It's well known all over. And we were fortunate to get funded to some degree through applications that we have to make.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And speaking of like funding, it doesn't say anywhere that there's any like fee to be in this or to go to this event. Is it?
It's free.
Yep.
Open to the public, and we get a diversity of people showing up. Just a big bunch of people, and they talk to each other. They don't kick any cans around. They talk to each other about things like, you know, what's this about, you know, and no fee. But that's why we work hard to raise money. Otherwise, we'll ask for donations after the presentations. We'll pass the hat. But people who can't pay, or isn't the right moment to give $5 or more, they don't have to.
Yeah, this is
simple as that.
For anyone to come and learn. And, you know, maybe it's one of those things where even if you don't pay or if you don't donate this year, you know, if you enjoy it, maybe you'll come back next year and maybe be more inclined to donate.
Well, from a managerial position, you say the people should pay for something they get. But we say we know that everybody who comes can't pay at that moment very much. And they prefer maybe not to pay. So we work way in advance to raise what we need to cover the costs.
Yeah, for sure. And I think like when you say like, you know, it's funded by donations, people will feel, you know, like I appreciate this event that's been taking place and the love and care that has been put into it. And, you know, they'll want to support
that. Oh, Cam, I got to tell you this one. We make these meat pies that taste really good. And then we had Juneberry pies that we could make too. And somebody said, well, you know, we had a charge for something, you know, help our foundation and help our organization. It's not a foundation. I'm sorry. It's an organization. Yeah. And sell some meat pies and some Juneberry pies for how much could we get so that we can, you know, help fund our organization. And somebody says this, somebody says that. I said, I think, you know, and we got together on this. Why don't we say that anybody who gives $100 gets a free pie? And so we got quite a bit of people doing that. And if they want to put in their order on Sunday or Saturday, they can do that.
Nice.
Because we continue to raise funds to make this all possible.
For sure. For sure. And again, a great event to bring, you know. And we never mentioned that this is a thing for the whole family, correct?
Well, yeah, we got the people out in the park. As I said before, there are some others working on different projects other than the Celeste art project, where people get involved with her and do some designing and friendly messages and different things that she's going to do on stones and so forth. And then the people from Pembina. There's things all afternoon. And then there's some other events that are going on, demonstrations and so forth. So it's pretty good. Oh, and the ice cream stand. We have 10 yeah. or 12 different flavors of ice cream.
Nice.
And that's a big hit, you know, with a yeah. summer like we're having.
For sure.
That's real hot.
This definitely seems like an event that I think, like, people would be like, I don't really get it. You know, I'm not very interested. But I feel like if you go to it, it's going to be one of those things where it's like you'll see it and you'll start to get it and you'll start
to appreciate it. Well, you'll feel it. You'll yeah. feel it. And I must say, it's not just our event. Old Crossing is located in a place where you go down into a valley as you get there. And you say, where in the world did this valley come from? And there it is. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you start to reflect on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It is really a wonderful place for self-awareness. People talk to each other also.
That's very good to hear. Again, for anyone who's just tuning in, we got Virgil Benoit, president of AFRAN, talking about the Chautauqua and French-Canadian Métis Festival. We only got a couple more minutes left. I've been loving this conversation so much. I wish we could go on for another hour and talk about all this stuff. And
nice
I'm sure, sure you've
a
got
a nice guy to interview yeah, to be sure, interviewed with.
Lots of fun stories, I'm sure you have. But I know you kind of wanted to talk about the North Dakota Historical Society and kind of what like their role in all this is?
Well, I worked for several years for the North Dakota Historical Society at an interpretation center, and I was one of the persons that had set up this interpretation presentation. And the person was the main ox cart freighter that there ever was in this part of the country. His name was Antoine Gingras.
Ooh.
And I did that for years, and I love to go back on that. So that was by Wahala, where the old town was before Wahala. It was called St. Joseph, and that's where Antoine Gingras lived with his family. And that's where as many as 1,500 ox carts would leave, and they'd go by here, and they'd cross the river, you
wow.
know, cross at Old Crossing. Many of them.
Cool.
One of the routes was Old Crossing that you
nice.
Could take. And so I worked for them for many years. And I like to keep the contact up because the people in Pembina are just wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
And you ought to stop there. Their museum is really well organized.
Yeah, that's cool that there's other places that give as much love and passion to this type of culture and stuff as obviously you seem to. And
it's a wonderful place to visit for its presentation
yeah.
of even old geological things and the fish that were in the big lake, you know, that was formed here after the ice melted,
yeah.
you know, 10,000 years ago. There's so much about life that, you know, people say, well, what do farmers think about when they're sitting on the tractor and they go round and round or on the combine? And I said, my gosh, if you've come to Chautauqua, you've been around and you've stopped the combine down there in the park and meditated for a little while.
Yeah.
That's what these guys think. They got more on their mind
yeah.
than a university professor at times. Let
yeah.
me say that. I've done that too a little bit, but at times, no. There are inspiring things with our history.
Yeah, for sure. And I know we've probably just barely scratched the surface, and even this event probably barely scratches the surface.
It barely scratches the surface, but it gives you a real
yeah.
insight. And you're close to the artist.
Of course.
And with our event after 4 on Saturday, you're going to really be able to say, hey, Keith, hey, Lefty, what do you think? How did you learn that piece? What did you, when, how'd you make the last flute? And he might tell you I made it out of an old 2x4.
Wow, that's really cool. So, the Chautauqua and French-Canadian Métis Festival, August 26th and 27th. Schedule Saturday is 12:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. and then Sunday is 12:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. and pretty much the same acts. You know, the schedule's a little bit flipped around and stuff. You can is there a place where you can go to look at the schedule?
Yes, we have a website. I think if they just put Afran, A-F-R-A-N, Chautauqua, and you can misspell Chautauqua and it'll still come up.
Yeah. The Google will be able to kind of fill the gaps.
You can straighten out.
Yeah, for sure.
There is no one way of spelling that anyway.
Yeah, and of course, I believe we have it on our bulletin board on KRX AM as well, so you'll be able to
And I really want to thank KROX, and you, Cam. It's been fun.
Yeah, no, and we're glad to have people like you on here. This type of conversation is what Valley Talk is all about. So we appreciate you for coming on and chatting about this stuff, Virgil, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you very much. So that was your Valley Talk program on this Wednesday, August 23rd. And